time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and it's colder than heck outside. Oh, that wind is sharp. Oh, my. Sharp as a sword. And the temperature, less than 20. And with that wind blowing, there definitely was a chill factor in the wind. I don't know what the chill factor would be because I don't have a chart to gauge that. But it doesn't matter. If you're outside and you're cold, who cares what the wind chill factor is? Okay, and how are all of you doing today? Well, other than the fact it's kind of cold out there, we do have a lot of sunshine available, and that's good. And I've got a few questions today, and we'll tempt you with those. And let me see what I'm going to be giving away today. I've got... let me see. Ooh, I got a sandwich at Jimmy John's. I've got a Panda free kids meal. And let's see. Oh, smoothies. Yeah, I got some smoothies. So, we'll get to questions here in just a moment. Really, I pick up my winner's sheet here off the floor. That's where I keep my winner's names, and then we cross them off as you pick up your prize. Okay. Let me get these out so I don't forget I've got them. did any of you watch the debate last night? Well, I hear some said, no, I don't watch debates, and others say, well... It was kind of a goofy thing. Bloomberg, they kind of left him out for a long time. They never got around to him. And it's kind of interesting. But the rest of them, I thought, were in a contest to see which underarm deodorant smelled the best. They all raised their arms. Kept raising their arms, say, hey, try mine. Oh, my, these debates are something else. But what always makes me wonder, too, you know, there's more than just the United States that we're concerned with. We've got a military force, a huge military force, of course, thousands of men and machines and everything else. And we have negotiations with other countries, and none of that's mentioned. Only, we got to have unity. Yes. Oh, well, and so much for that. 7403-399-44. That was no question there involved. There used to be at least two companies in Marion that went under a military title. Yes, two rather prominent companies in Marion had a military title. Now, what would they have been? Well, I went past the construction. They're putting on a new roof of the cigar store, or working on that roof. I think maybe that's a whole different roof. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be one of those men working out in that terrible wind and cold. My, you couldn't pay me enough. Oh, my goodness. Those guys work out there like, you know, that's what they got to do. Well, and that is. That's what they've got to do if they want to feed their family. And then a new sign went up out on Mount Vernon Avenue. A new sign that said, coming soon, Dunkin' Donuts. Now, I thought they were changing their title to just Dunkin', but this sign said Dunkin' Donuts. And so it goes. And I don't know if the cold weather has held them up or not, but they've got to get all their utilities in place and their parking area leveled out more. And the foundation needs to be laid for the Dunkin' Donuts building. So it's going to be interesting. Just don't look over there too much because there's cars in front of you. Oh, my. Anyone got any opinions or any questions you'd like to ask? You know what our number is. But, yeah, there were two companies in Marion that had military titles. Neither one are around anymore. Neither one. And I know of two. I don't know if there were three. I don't think so. But anyhow, there were two big companies in Marion that had a military title. What companies were those? 740-383-9944. And if you can't, you think about that a while. And in the meantime, Ford Automobile Company produced a car that was different than any other Ford up until that time. It kind of started a trend. And this would have been back in the, what, 60s maybe? Or late 50s? I don't know. What was the name of that model that Ford came out with, because I know a fellow I worked with had one, and boy, it looked revolutionary, you know, for, oh, here we go. Just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, this is the radio station that you advertised.
Oh, no. It's you again, right?
Yes.
Did you ever hear a Swap Shop?
Pardon?
Did you ever hear of the program called Swap Shop?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's on today at 12:15.
Is there another number I could call, honey?
And no, this is the number you would call at 12:15 today.
At 12:15?
Yes. And Glenn Coble is your announcer for that program.
Oh, do you have the number for that one?
Yeah, same number as you just called. 7403-3994.
Okay, I got it. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Oh, this number is 1215.
Yes, right.
All right, honey. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, she calls every week. I know. I thought by now she'd have known there is a Swap Shop specifically designed for you to sell your, or whether you don't have to sell, you might want something too. And someone might have something you want. But I still think last night, all those people in that debate raising their arms, and all I could think of course, you know me, I have a hard time getting serious at times. But as they all raised their arms, it was almost to say, smell my underarm deodorant. Let me smell yours. I don't. You see how things strike me. Well, anyhow, let's see. What else do we have here? Yes, I've got more questions. But what was the car that Ford produced back in the late 50s or early 60s that was different than anything else they ever produced that I know of? What was the title of that car? It was similar to, it was like a junior Mustang, really. What was it? Okay, now, again, there were two industries that once were in Marion, and they're gone now with military titles. Now, if you come up with one of those, I will give you a free 20-ounce smoothie. Oh, here we go. I saw some people there at the smoothie when I went by this morning. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Okay. My caller went somewhere. Okay. Wherever you went, he called back. Oh, my. Such is life. But anyhow, it's cold today. My goodness. That wind is sharp as a tack. Boy. Just from the parking lot in the building here. My goodness. Well, here's my caller again. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, was that car the Edsel?
The Edsel? No, the Edsel was not produced. Yes, it was produced by Ford. But it's smaller than an Edsel. A lot smaller.
Oh, okay, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah, John. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Edsel. Oh, you remember the Edsel? Oh, my goodness. There used to be one around town. It was red and white. It was the last Edsel in Marion. Boy, Ford sure made a mistake there, and they named it after one of the Ford boys, Edsel. It had the strangest grill. And it had no purpose on earth. I mean, there were sedans, four-door sedans that Ford put out prior to that and after that. But they sure made a mistake with the Edsel. And now, an Edsel would be worth probably a lot more than it was when you bought it. The same goes with a lot of the old cars. If I had my old Packard yet, it would be worth thousands and thousands of dollars, and I sold it for $250. Yeah, my 41 Packard. And my 38 Pontiac, though, went to the junkyard. But it was my first car, 38 Pontiac. And it did get me around, kind of. And I can remember I roomed in Marion when I first came to town at Mrs. Kerr's at 192 Bain Avenue. And it was a cold, you know, when it got cold enough. Of course, I came here in September, so it must have been October or November. It got so cold at night, I put a lantern, a kerosene lantern, underneath my engine as I parked it along the street to help keep the oil warm so the engine would turn, would turn over easier. Oh, my. I'll never forget that. People must have wondered, what on earth is that kerosene lantern doing underneath that car, that old 38 Pontiac? Yes. So I went from the 38 Pontiac to the 41 Packard, and from a 41 Packard, I think I went to trying to think what I had in between. I've had so many cars in my lifetime, I couldn't count them all. I've had, I think, five or six Fiats, for one. I've had several Chrysler products and a Ford product. I had a Ford pickup truck. How about you? How many cars have you ever had? Man, when you think about it, it's kept most of us making monthly payments on cars, hasn't it? Yep, you never get out of it. Okay, continuing on here. The two industries that once were in Marion that had military titles, what were they? And they were big companies, but they're not here anymore. And what were they? Let's see, one was a heavy machinery company even. Okay, and the other did not have machinery. 1026 right now. 1028 if you're looking at your clock. Okay, and I sure would like to get an answer. I've got the smoothie tickets. I've got tickets for a sandwich at Jimmy John's. Yeah. Okay. Enjoy your free sandwich. This card is good for one free classic sandwich original size at 1950 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Okay. Then I've got the kids' meal, which is also good for, you know, a small meal for an adult. And then I, let's see, what else do I have here? Smoothies. Yeah, I got a lot. I've got three smoothies. Four smoothies. Whoa, wow. The jackpot. Four smoothies and Jimmy John's and the Panda. Have you been to Panda Express so far? I've been there twice. I got the first time, what did I get? I can't remember. The second time I got the hot flavored shrimp. And they were really good. They were a little on the hot side. But I found in among the shrimp was this little black pepper. And that's what was giving them, and that's why they're called hot pepper shrimp or whatever. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I may have to sneeze again. And so let's see, what else have I had here lately? Oh, I know. Sunday, we went out to dinner at Steve's Dakota Grill to celebrate my wife's 79th birthday. And while we were there, I got...
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Back once again, and 740-3-9944. Okay, I've got smoothies and Jimmy John's. And one of the Panda Express. But what I was saying, we went out to dinner at the Dakota Grill, and I ordered, what's the name of it? Calamari. Squid, you know, squid, you know what squid looks like? Well, and boy, this was good. I've had calamari in several different restaurants, including one on the ocean. I remember in Portland, Oregon once, I went to a restaurant that jutted out into a river there, I think probably the Columbia River, and had calamari there. It was tougher than nails, but this Sunday was so delicious, really good. Calamari, or squid in simple terms. Okay, now let me see what else. I heard Scott talking about potatoes au gratin. Potatoes au gratin are mashed potatoes sprinkled with breadcrumbs or cheese. That's an au gratin potato, which isn't bad, you know. Okay, now, going back once again, the car that Ford Motor Company produced back, about the time of the Edsel, really. But this was a small, fairly small car. looked similar to later on the Mustang. What was the name of it? 740-383-9944. Okay, and what else? Oh, here's a good one. This has something to do locally. The two men that broadcast all the Cleveland Indian games were Jimmy Dudley and Jack Grainer. Now, which one of these men once worked at WMRN? He died of brain cancer. And just a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Was the car a Falcon?
No, it wasn't a Falcon.
Oh, okay.
That's a good guess, though. Okay. Yeah. Falcon, yeah. But anyhow, these two men were the... here we go. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Oh, I guess I missed it. Is that car named after a wine?
After a wine?
Yes.
What, Burgundy?
No, Thunderbird.
No, it wasn't Thunderbird.
It wasn't Thunderbird, and it was a small car.
A small car, yes.
That, and it came out around Edsel, and that was like, what, 55?
Yeah, this car would have been probably 1960s.
Oh, 60.
Yeah, I think right around in there. Our news director at WMRN bought one. That's
oh, a Falcon.
No, it wasn't a Falcon.
It was a Falcon.
No.
Well, let me hang up.
Well, I tell you, I give you a hint. It was something, I don't know how to describe it, but something out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary. That's a wide open field.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm. Right, well, keep thinking.
Phlebitis special.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, bye.
And that reminds me, on the 28th, of course, I'm going to have Ray Seddon on, the astronaut. And I've been reading her book. It's so interesting how Ray, after she married a fellow astronaut, and they went away on honeymoon to Hawaii, and a little while later, she found she was pregnant. And she kept wondering, a pregnant female astronaut? Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Would that be the Ford Pinto?
No. Hey, that's a good guess. No, it wasn't Pinto. It started with the letter M.
Okay, I'll go back and think on it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's interesting. I hope I'm right. I hope it was. Yeah, I'm sure it was a Ford. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
This is an important message. Do not hang up the phone. Hey, your Google business listing is at risk of displaying incorrect.
I get her every morning. Yeah. Well, I have to call her back sometime and get acquainted. Say, hey, do you know you're calling me on the air? But she doesn't know. She never will know that she's calling somebody on the air. Okay. What was the name of this Ford? I forgot there were so many different Fords produced. I did drive a Falcon, I think it was, that it was given to me by my sister and brother-in-law. Boy, that car was good. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Apparently not. Let me try. Yes, caller, go ahead. Switch over here. Caller, go ahead.
Are you talking about the Mustang?
No, you're close to it, though. It was kind of
okay.
Like a junior Mustang. Okay. All right. Yeah, keep thinking about that. No, it wasn't the Mustang, but kind of close. Similar style. 7403-39944. I'm really surprised. Boy, I hope I've got to write the title for that car. Joe Ione, who I worked with, he was news director WMRN. He bought one. I can remember his license plate was VVJ. Isn't that something? Things you can remember And then there are things you forget. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
We'll try the Ford Maverick.
Yes, it was a Maverick. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, what would you like? Would you like a Jimmy John's or a...
Nah, I got to come up there today and pick one up.
Oh,
I got to get.
Okay. Well, thanks for your Maverick.
Yeah, I got to thinking over them. I'm trying to figure from between Mercury and the back and forth. I kept naming them off, and I finally figured out what it was.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Okay, Charlie.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye.
The Maverick, yes. I remember when Joe Iommi got his Maverick. Wow. And that was a long time ago. That was only about, 50 years ago. Oh, my. Men and their cars. Now, a lot of times, the women have different tastes in cars. Now, I don't know if their taste ranges what the interior looks like. But I tell you something I wouldn't go for. And that is the car that can park itself. Or one that stops when somebody runs in. Now, can you imagine you're going 40 miles or 50 miles an hour down a road and a deer runs out and your brakes stop you and you better have your seatbelt on, that's for sure. But and then the car that actually they're eliminating drivers. They're going robotics. And this car you pull up to a parking place and say, hey, park it. And it parks itself. Without, getting too close to the car. Oh, my goodness. Are they taking away all of our men's privileges of actually driving a car, a physical driving? I have a car right now that I can shift it manually or automatic, and much of you do, too. But I would rather just have a plain... my Neon I've got. I haven't had it out in ages. My Neon has a standard shift, and I like that. You can downshift, upshift, or whatever. Okay, let me see. So we got the Maverick. Now I need the two industries in Marion that had a military title. Can you think of that? I'm sure if you one of them runs across your mind, you'll say, ah, that must be it. Yeah, the location for this one military-titled building is still used, and used very much. Now, what would that be? And they used to have their own airplane. There were two companies in Marion, at least two, with military titles. What were they? It's now 10:40. Boy, 10:41 already. Time is flying today. Okay, now, Jack Greener and Jimmy Dudley, which one worked at WMRN? There was a man that lived at the YMCA. His nickname was Putty. And Putty was a good friend of Jack Greener. And every now and then he'd go up to watch the Cleveland Indians and got in the press box, I think, with Jack Greener. But what I was going to say, I've got a picture. I can't put it in front of you right now, but I've got a picture of Jack Greener at a WMRN Christmas party. And at this party, the boss was handing out cartons of cigarettes. And Jack Greener was... holding two cartons of cigarettes up in the air, like, hey, boy, do you know what? He died of brain cancer. Yeah, I don't know what year it was that he died, but my dad died of brain cancer, too, only after his lung cancer migrated to the brain, and that happens to a lot of people. And every time I see somebody standing around smoking, which would have been me, back in 1983 is when I quit. I think of the people smoking now, how long will it take them to get lung cancer, and then another migration to the brain. Now, my dad at one time went to he came down from Bucyrus Community Hospital, and he was paralyzed. He couldn't move, so I went in to feed him. And one day I went in to feed him, and he waved his arms and kicked his legs and said, "Hey, look at me." Well, what they did, they put radiation in his brain, and it got rid of the tumor in his brain, his cancerous tumor, and he lived, 13 days after that. But at least he was really happy there, because they had freed him after that radiation treatment, to free him up to where that tumor temporarily was gone. Okay, now getting back to the business of today, Jack Greiner and Jimmy Dudley, they were the two announcers for the Cleveland Indians. And I was going to ask you, I already mentioned Jack Greiner worked at WMRN. And that was before I got there. That was back, would have been in the late 40s. That Jack Greiner and Jimmy Dudley, they were, you know, standbys. Every day you could hear both of them giving the play-by-play of the Cleveland Indians. All right. Now, can you tell me years ago who the announcer, well, let's see. I'm going to wait to ask this, because we're going to break here in another 20 seconds or so, and then we'll be right back with my question about the Cincinnati Reds. Remember the Cincinnati Reds? Well, yeah, they're still there. Right now it's 10:44. Oh, we got about a minute here.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and the time now, 10:46. And my next question, other than name the two military companies that were in Marion that are gone now. They were big, big, big. Can you name them? One was a lot bigger than the other. Two, and each had a military title. But who was the announcer for years and years for the Cincinnati Reds? He never traveled with the Reds. He would do his broadcast in front of a teletype machine, and you could hear it faintly in the background if they, hit a home run or hit a base hit or whatever. He'd hear a little pause, and then he'd say, read what the teletype said. Boy, that was a long time ago. Well, it was back in the 50s. What was his name? The voice of the Cincinnati Reds. I think he also played for the Reds maybe at one time. What was his name? 10:47 right now, and how are you doing? Did you watch the debate last night? Any opinion? oh, man. It's interesting. Well, it looked to me like they disregarded Bloomberg for a long time. He just stood there wondering, now what do I do? And they reminded him so much, and he even said at one point, he's going to give away his billions of dollars after the election to good causes, but that didn't faze them at all. They said he was buying the presidency. Well, whatever, turn John. Yeah, kind of interesting. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Was that Wade Hoyt?
Yes, it was Wade Hoyt, yes. Boy, you've been around a while.
I lived in Cincinnati for a long time.
Oh, no kidding, yeah. Burger Beer brings you the Cincinnati Reds. Remember that?
I do.
Yes, yes. And you can't find Burger Beer anywhere now. Okay, hey, what would you like today?
Let's see. I've never won anything before.
Oh, really?
At least we're calling in, so I guess I'm eligible.
Yeah.
Do you still have one of those smoothies?
Yeah, sure.
I'll do a smoothie.
20-ounce smoothie. Righto. Now, what's your name?
This is Jeff.
Jeff? Oh, okay. All right. Got your name down here. Smoothie. All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sally.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah. Wade Hoyt. Boy, that was a while ago. And it used to, every Saturday that we broadcast the Cincinnati Reds. I don't think we did them during the week, but on Saturdays we sure did. And it was a Burger Beer brings you the Cincinnati Reds. Remember that? Yeah. You have a few years. Yeah, Wade Hoyt. He was a classic, though. And I do believe he once was a Reds player. Okay, the time right now is 10:49, and we're still looking for military-titled companies that once were in Marion. We got the Ford Mavericks. Oh, let me cross that off. Yeah, I thought we'd never get that. There are so many different models of Fords. Okay, caller, go ahead. Okay.
This is an important message. Do not hang up the phone. Your Google business listing is at risk of displaying incorrectly. We've tried numerous times.
Poor lady. I've upset her day, I'm sure. Although I wouldn't doubt she presses a button and plays that recording. And so it goes. That's twice she's called today. So maybe she'll get lucky the next time. Maybe she'll offer me a prize. Okay, now, two companies, big companies in Marion that once were, that are no more, with military titles. And now, my next question, where on a steer would you find the tenderloin? The most expensive cut of meat on a steer is the tenderloin. And do you have a tenderloin in pigs or hogs as well? And the one in steers and hogs, they're both the most expensive things you can buy. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Isn't that funny? Let me drop this. Caller, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Are you looking for the U.S. Depot or something?
No, not the U.S. Depot, no. They had a different military title.
Oh, because I think it had a longer name and I couldn't remember.
Oh.
I didn't know the rest of it. So.
Well, both these companies were big in Marion, employed a lot of people.
Were they years and years ago? Or
well, let me see. Yes, it was probably I'm going on 15 years now, the biggest one left.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll have to think.
And they had their own airplane. That shows you how big they were. You keep
thinking. Did it have like a military name? It wasn't like the Shovel Company or something.
No. You keep thinking about that. The plane used to come into the Marion Airport once a day or every other day or so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What company had their own rather expensive airplane? Ooh, boy. And I used to hear it come in on It's called, it was for Whiskey One. And the pilot that flew that plane is still around. Okay, 7403-39944. Okay, two companies in Marion that no longer around. One had their own airplane, and the other manufactured, more heavy equipment. And I used to work with a guy that worked there part-time. He was part-time there and part-time at the radio station. Okay, now another question. Can you give me the original name for State Street and the original name for Prospect Street? Can you give me the original names for those two streets? Prospect and State. That's not their original title. It was something more simpler than that. What was their title? You'd have to go back a ways to find it. But I don't know if that'll pop up in the 2020 celebration or not. The original names for streets in Marion. But, what were the original names for Prospect and State? 7403-39944. That's our number to call. Okay. Let me see what else. Let me cross off Wade Hoyt here. All right. And cross off Jimmy Dudley and Jack Craner, since I always already talked about them. And the tenderloin. Where on an animal will you find the tenderloin? That's on hogs and steers. They both have tenderloins, being the most expensive cut. You might say filet mignon would be. But the tenderloin, it's delicious. And there's beef tenderloin, and there's pork tenderloin. Now, what part of the animal would you find the tenderloin? Yeah, we need to know. And like, what's his name said, a while back, remember? And I'm surprised no one asking about that. Bloomberg said, it doesn't take any intelligence to be a farmer. And I thought they'd bring that up yesterday. Whoo! I think he would have set aside any vote he might have got from a farmer by saying something like that, that doesn't take any intelligence to be a farmer. Whoa, boy. Bad. 10:55 is the time, and we're going to be breaking here in another 4 minutes or so. But where would you find the tenderloin? Now, if you go to the meat department of your favorite supermarket, ask the meat cutter, where's the tenderloin on this animal? they're expensive. But tenderloin is mostly, hardly any fat on it. You've seen them cooked on television, I'm sure. The tenderloin, both pork tenderloin and beef tenderloin. Here we go. This might be it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was one of the factories Armco?
No, it wasn't Armco. No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, 7403-39944. Military titles. Now, what's a title, a military title? It could be a private company, a corporal company, a sergeant company, but no, it was something higher than that. 7403-39944. It's 10:57 right now. We'll be breaking here shortly for the news. You keep checking. Where does a tenderloin come from? And why is it so expensive? Because there's only one tenderloin on each animal. Or I could ask you to, where does bacon come from on a pig or hog? What? Where is the bacon from? But yeah, I guess most of you probably don't know when you go to the store where that particular cut of meat comes from. You know, it's a steak, a ham, or whatever, tenderloin. It'd be interesting. Maybe I'm going to give you a little education on where they come from. Maybe you'll remember. At 10:58 right now, that's the time. Or can you tell me, let me see, what else can you tell me? There's a radio station in Chicago. I doubt if any of you remember this one. It was called the Prairie Farmer Station because it had to do with mostly agriculture. What was the name of that? What were the call letters of that station in Chicago? Okay, here's, maybe we get this call in quickly. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, the bacon comes off the back of a hog.
The back of a pig?
Uh-huh.
Not quite.
Not quite.
The back of the pig is a ham.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Glenn, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Not a country boy.
10:58, we're going to break here shortly, and we'll be back after the news and weather and hootenanny and everything else here. did you watch the debate last night?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you missed a dandy. They kind of set Bloomberg aside and said, you'd talk when we let you.
I don't like fights.
Oh, okay. Well, boy, that was a good one last night. But everybody was raising their arms like they were testing underarm deodorant. Okay, here's a caller. Quickly. Yes, caller, go ahead.
The loin of a...
Yeah, tenderloin.
It's right under the backbone.
Yes, you're right.
On the side of the hog.
It, under the backbone,
of
yes.
The beef.
Yeah, same way.
You're listening to...
Okay,
WWE
stay right there. I'm going to get your name, but...